time, and I was just thinking about how are we going to start this hour. I think the best way for me to do it is to do what I've been doing daily, but now on camera. Good way to keep myself honest, too, is to take my daily dose of Power Plant and Methyl Drive. Now, these are the two products I created on thealexjonesstore.com. They're designed to work in concert with Methylene Blue. Power Plant is kind of the new version of Super Male Vitality, Super Male Vitality 2.0. And then Methyl Drive, of course, has the PQQ, the CoQ10, magnesium, the methylation, B vitamins as well. It really is the ultimate stack. I've got this big handful here. I'm going to take it now. Pure power, pure energy, pure focus, pure vitality, Power Plant, and Methyl Drive. But I took that now. I want to reveal to you something about these products that's very interesting. They are made to be taken with Methylene Blue directly. So nothing else is really formulated to do that. If you want to check that out, that's the Power Drive bundle on the alexjonesstore.com. Now, let's get back into the news. What's been going on with Prince Andrew? Former Prince Andrew and Peter Mandelson, major update as CPS, and that doesn't mean Child Protective Services, I think, issues Epstein's statement. The Crown Prosecution Service, that's what it's called. The Crown Prosecution Service is providing early investigative advice to two police forces amid ongoing inquiries into Lord Peter Mandelson and Andrew Mountbatten of Windsor. What a name. Of course you're going to hang out with Epstein. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor's links to Jeffrey Epstein. The Crown Prosecution Service is advising two police forces amid their probes into Lord Peter Mandelson, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. The CPS said prosecutors are providing early investigative advice to the Metropolitan Police and Thames Valley Police, who are separately carrying out inquiries into Lord Mandelson and Andrew's links to sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Uh-oh. A CPS spokesperson said, "We can confirm that we are now providing early investigative advice to the Metropolitan Police Service regarding the force's investigation into a 72-year-old man, and will continue to liaise as requested." I think that refers to Peter Mandelson. A little speculation there. "We can now also confirm that we are providing early investigative advice to Thames Valley Police in relation to a 66-year-old man." Let me do a little Google foo here really quick, a little Google foo, as Saul Goodman would say. Prince Andrew. Okay. Oh, 66 years old. Now, who would have thought that? And they play this game where they're like, "Oh, like, we can't release the details of the person that we caught." America, we don't do that. We put the mugshot up for everybody to see. What's going on here? Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, the former Duke of New York, and Lord Peter Mandelson, former UK ambassador to the US, were separately arrested earlier this year on suspicion of misconduct in public office in connection to the PDF file financier. They have since been released under investigation. Lord Mandelson was accused of disclosing sensitive information, trafficking in secrets, to Epstein during his time as business secretary. I assume that works for the government. The U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, released millions of pages of documents related to Epstein in January, with some of the pages showing alleged communications between Lord Mandelson and the sexual offender. Emails from 2009, which can be seen in the files, show Lord Mandelson, or appear to show him, passing on an assessment of policy measures and a tax on bankers' bonuses and confirming an immediate bailout package, just insider information he wasn't supposed to share. The emails appear to have been sent to Epstein after he became a convicted sexual offender. And yeah, that's a totally normal thing. You know, we have this guy, he's convicted of doing this horrible thing, even more things he's accused of during the trial. He gets a sweetheart deal. And, you know, it's normal. Let him run our charity. We'll give him insider advice about our foreign nation or about the American nation here at home. Totally normal, not to be questioned. People like Michael Tracy will tell you there's nothing to see here. I say when there's smoke, there's fire. This entire situation is just absolutely disgusting. We've known, of course, about Andrew for years. We're hearing now about Peter Mandelson, and we are seeing more action overseas, sadly, even though it's just a little bit of action, than we are seeing domestically. We really need the people in the files to be held accountable. And people will say, "Oh, there's no proof. There's no proof." Oh, how about you redact the names? Because I think if you hurt a little kid, then you're not a victim. I think that standard has to change in this country. Thank you so much. We are about to be back with the next segment.
I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. I love it.
This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it, up about it, up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue, 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 blue. I just can't shut up about it, up about it, up about it, up
about it.
Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
Watching The American Journal with Rex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the show. We've got a lot of time in this segment, and I was going to go into something that I've covered before, which was the Dave Smith, Adam Sosnick situation. But that's fluff. That sizzle, it's fun to talk about. There are meta-level discussions we can have based off of the flawed lines of questioning and accusations by Adam. But it's really, it's anti-war stuff, and we've already covered that this morning. We're going to get into it more later on in the show. Sorry to throw you guys a curveball here. This is in the rundown. When racism is a crime, Brazil puts a tourist on trial for word and gesture. Okay. This is what we fight against. This is what we rail against. This is why the protection of the First Amendment is so sacred, needs to be sacred for all future generations of Americans going forward. I oftentimes talk to people from other countries and the rag on America and do whatever. We are the only people in the world with like significant human rights. We're the only people in the world with the right to protect and own firearms. We're the only people in the world, basically. I know there's Switzerland, whatever, you can name some African nations, but by and large, as part of the culture, we're the only nation that's allowed to defend ourselves and the only nation that's allowed to speak our mind, the only nation that can trust, as long as it's not a criminal threat, as long as it's not defamation, you have the right to say whatever you want. You could flip off the president and tell him, F you, who cares? And there's a landmark civil rights case, and I often point this out. And this was a real genesis for me of the idea of what civil rights mean on both sides and why you have to have an equal standard and why I'm so passionately pro-humanity and pro-liberty at the end of the day. I took this class called Intro to Law in, I think it was like sophomore year of high school. And, oh, I'm losing my point now. Let me focus in. I gotta focus in. Racist. Oh. Thank you so much, crew, for reminding me. So I'm taking this class. I'm taking Intro to Law. My teacher, Clint Walker, shout out to you if you ever see this. I love you, man. You're my favorite teacher that I ever had. This guy, super smart, highly intelligent, both a lawyer and an engineer. You don't hear about that too often. Both sides of the brain, this guy was really proficient in. But he went over a landmark case where the ACLU defended the KKK. And you ask, well, how would the American Civil Liberties Union, like the liberal really leftist organization now, why would they defend like a neo-Nazi racist organization? Well, it was free speech. The KKK wanted to march through a town of Jewish people, of Holocaust survivors, with signs protesting them, saying bad things about them, whatever. But no calls to violence, public street, walking through, organized protests that they had a permit for, right? The ACLU defended them. We used to live in a country where the values and the virtues of the First Amendment and the principles of our Constitution and the framework within mattered more than people's fifis or people's mentality about things or whatever. The law was the law. But you look around the world, you go, oh, this place is modern. Oh, this place is great. Oh, did you know in the UK, if you say something bad, they're going to throw you in jail? If you say you don't like somebody, raping your daughter, they're going to throw you in maximum security for 2 years. You say you don't want to pay for immigrants' health care. Literally, you don't want to pay for immigrants' health care? Boom, 2 year jail sentence. We see in Australia, of course, oh, you went to organize a COVID protest. We're going to throw you in the jail now for 2 years. It's just everywhere you see around here in the West. But let's read the article here. I'm kind of pontificating a little too much. When racism is a crime, Brazil puts a tourist on trial for word and gesture. The racist gesture made by a white Argentine tourist towards waiter at Rio de Janeiro bar was captured on video and quickly ricocheted across the internet. The video, recorded in January by the employee of the bar, showed Agostina Paez imitating a monkey and uttering a racist slur as she walked away. In Brazil, the backlash was swift. She's a lawyer. She was arrested and charged with making a racist insult. Do we want to live in a world like this? Oh, Fifi's got hurt. Fifi's got hurt. You're going to jail for 6 months. You're not allowed to say the N-word. That's just going to make Americans say the N-word. Like I got a bridge to sell you if you think anything else. And I'm not condoning that or endorsing that. But ultimately, you'll get people like Alex Stein, who goes to the city councils and crashes out and has a fun time, dresses like an Indian or whatever. That's free speech. And if you call it offensive, you say you can't do it. You say my dad can't say the N-word on Fresh and Fit like he did multiple times. Then you are a totalitarian. You're advocating for civil liberties to be taken away from people. We are fighting for the First Amendment by being First Amendment absolutists. And look at what they do. They arrest and charge her with making a racist insult, a crime under Brazilian law. Now Ms. Paez, 29, faces a possible prison sentence of 2 to 5 years. See, I told you that number. That number is always correct. They're going to throw – bad dog. Bad dog, go in the crate. Bad dog. That's what they tell you. And they throw you in jail for 2 to 5 years. When you come out, you have to be a good boy and not be racist and, you know, ascertain to whatever the system wants. Interesting. Yeah, they blur her making the gesture. Look how Orwellian dystopian that is. What is the middle finger a racist gesture? I thought the middle finger came from the Roman galley slaves who had their middle fingers chopped off. Okay, focus on that all we want. Focus on that all we want. Can't solve the world's problems. You got to throw people in jail for speech. The case has captured headlines and fueled divisions between two neighboring South American countries whose governments have starkly different positions on race. In Brazil, which only abolished slavery in 1888, the case exemplifies the country's strong anti-racism laws, although pushed for this hard here in the 2030s. Let me tell you, when this liberal faction that regains strength, if we don't break the back, if we don't build a new coalition, this is what we face here in the country, which is why I'm such a passionate advocate against it, which are part of a long and continuing struggle for racial justice. It's a nice language to say societal control, a caste system, if you will, things you're not allowed to say, the removal of rights from the citizens. But racial, put quotation marks around it, racial justice in Argentina. Some, including conservative lawmakers, have come to Mrs. Paez's defense and have cast her as a victim of woke laws gone too far. Absolutely agree. And then we can read a description of the event here. She goes to the bar. We literally watched the video of it, so it doesn't matter. And a victim in Argentina and a symbol of racial justice. That's what the Brazilians say. She's a victim of the Brazilian state, says Lila Limon, an Argentine lawmaker and close ally to Milei, and they say they're pursuing a vendetta. Let's see the Orwellian language they use. In Brazil, a majority of black – well, I mean, they're not black. They're Brazilian. Like, you got Indian Brazilians. You got Mexican Brazilians. You got white Brazilians. You got black Brazilians. If you're from Brazil, you're just a Brazilian. Like, I watch enough MMA and UFC and PFL and all these sporting competitions. It's like it's a new group of people. And that's cool. I love Brazilian people. They're awesome. But it's definitely a new thing. It's not like people see black and they think of like American black. And oftentimes, like, you talk to someone from Africa or someone from South America that actually take offense to that. They say like, hey, like, I'm Afro-Caribbean or whatever term they would want to use. I just want to give clarification there. Now, Mrs. Paez's trial in Brazil has been celebrated as evidence that the law is being applied. This is a source of national pride. So if they go, hey, white boy, hey, white girl, F you, that's legal. But if it's against a black person, you go to jail for 2 to 5 years. That's draconian. That's Hitler. That's Nazi. They are Nazis. They are Nazi filth scum. They are Zionist filth scum. Even if they're not Zionist, they're operating in the spirit of it, doing ethno supremacy. That's what that is. We must reject all laws like this. This reminds me of the law that the Israelis have passed now. Ben Gavir literally popping bottles in the club, shoddy one a thug, Lil Wayne style, lollipop style, after they passed the Death Penalty Act. That's ethnically specific. So if a Jew kills a Jew, the Jew doesn't automatically get the death penalty. But if a Palestinian kills a Jew, that's terrorism, death penalty immediately, no questions asked. And they say, yes, we have thousands of people lined up to be executed. They're like, yes, we got thousands of people here in Brazil that have said the N-word. And we're going to punish them and send them to jail for 2 to 5 years. Screw these people. Hate these people. South America, you need to wake up. You need to, I would say, be more like Argentina, but Argentina is totally controlled by the Zionists as well. It's just a total disaster. Okay, I wanted to cover that. And again, why does this matter? It's a place far away. This is coming here. If we don't wake up and build a post-duopoly coalition that is anti-war, pro-liberty, and pro-human freedom, and pro-Bill of Rights, and pro-additional rights for humans, instead of taking rights from people, instead of passing cushy laws and using your HR language, your HR language is a lie. And we all know that it's a damn lie, too. We want people to be real. We want people to be raw. We want people to make art, science, mathematics. Everything real comes from rigorous debate, testing, trial by combat. That's what human society is. They want to remove that ability from you. They want to push a state narrative. And they say, oh, it's only for racism. It's only for racism. It's only for racism. That's all it ever is about. It's called setting a precedent. Ladies and gentlemen, once they have this for one thing, they can apply it to other things. And newsflash, that's happening everywhere. Wake up and smell the roses. And again, I just harken back, and this is kind of a central theme for my show today, whether I like it or not. I can't decide what the show is actually about until I get in the chair and it's zeitgeist mode and I have a greater theme I want to present to you guys. You got this guy like the Quartering. And a guy like this has no actual political positions, but he's a political commentator. So people are going to come around on the left that we don't like, that are anti our ideals, but they will have real solutions, real political platform, be trying to build some form of coalition. And if all you got are guys like Jeremy up there sitting on the fence, then how are we supposed to fight against that? We're going to lose the country to people like that because of weak people like him. That's just a key point I want to make. Now, going on to another weak individual, and here's the thing, we're all weak in various respects. I'm not trying to be a hypocrite here, but this is just, if you can't talk, don't do media. Let's go ahead and roll clip number three, Dave Smith buries Adam Sosnick clip.
And if you want to keep doing this, buddy, you could tell me to check the scoreboard. I'll run circles around you on this, dude. Check the scoreboard. Most unpopular war in American history going in. Check the scoreboard. 13 dead Americans and 150 plus other wounded. Thousands of innocents, including little schoolgirls in Iran, killed. Dead innocent Israelis. Hundreds of dead innocent people in Lebanon. Millions of innocent people being displaced, all at the cost of tens of billions of dollars and destroying Trump's coalition. Check your scoreboard, Adam. How's it looking for you?
Okay. If you haven't seen the full interview, Adam's only talking point, like a parrot that's like heard its owner say the F word over and over and over again. So, and the owner in this case would be PBD, and he's PBD's kind of pet parrot. You know, like, ooh, like Jafar from Aladdin. He's like the parrot from Aladdin. He's like Jafar's pet. But he can go, you think that America is a state sponsor of terrorism. You don't support the men and women in uniform. You don't support them. You don't support them. Okay, well, that's not an argument, man. It's not an argument to say you don't support the military. Of course we support the troops. We don't support the evil government that promised not to do this, that's sending people off to die right now. What did the crew say? I'm sorry. Did the crew say something?
The parrot was named Iago.
The parrot was named Iago. We have a new name for the parrot now. This guy is the parrot. Adam Sosnick is the parrot from Aladdin. Let's go to the longer clip where PBD, and here's the thing, and this is so humiliating, right? And here's the thing. I'm honored and grateful to come on the network. Any criticism the producer gives me or my father gives me, I listen to it, I take it into account. But ultimately, I'm free to pilot my own ship. These are my own political ideas. We don't have to agree on everything. We do a damn good show. We present damn good information. Adam Sosnick, when he goes on the show and Dave Smith rightfully calls him, he's like, you're Pat's guy. And I like you, but you're Pat's guy. This dude isn't allowed to have his own independent thoughts outside the network. You're going to watch PBD break that down because PBD sees him as, you know, he's running on the treadmill for him. And he's not running on the treadmill the way he wants him to run. He thought that he was being aggressive and disrespectful and that he had no argument. PBD, of course, is right that that reflects badly on him. But you literally have this toucan. Let's get that up there again. We love it. We like to have fun here. We have that's Adam. He's like, oh, I got to defend the war. I can't stop defending the war. And PBD's like, don't be an a-hole. Don't be rude. Be actually professional. I can't be professional. I got to just scream the same thing over and over again. Ah! All right, that's perfect. Let's go ahead and go to the PBD clip.
Adam, you were on the Smith. You and Dave Smith did a debate together. On Piers Morgan. I think that's the first time you were ever on.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the market has responded, and they've been saying their thoughts on how it went, what you did, what was said. Dave has retweeted and said something about this is the end of Adam funeral. He made some comments that went viral. You've responded. You made some videos. at him as well. But I just want to kind of get, because a lot of times from the audience, you have to know how this works. The audience sits there and watches and says, I know for a fact Pat prepped him and the team prepped him and this and this and that, and they don't know what happens. I want you to share with us, because the audience is curious, they're asking me, what is your impression on how you did on the debate with Dave Smith?
Well, despite what you think, I haven't listened or watched any of the internet comments. Zero. Like, I have, like, I don't go onto Twitter. I don't check the comments. It's just not something that I do. Some people are messaging me on my neck. What do you think? I don't know. People are saying stuff. And I'm listening to a song.
He thinks he won.
Ain't nothing gonna break my stride. Ain't nothing gonna slow me down. And that's how I feel about this.
All right, that's
tough.
They
told me last minute, hey, you're gonna go.
All right, all I gotta say is the raped. All right, that's really difficult to, you got to sing the happy song. We call that whistling through the graveyard, because you know what's up. You know you lost the debate. Go back to it.
I'll debate Dave Smith. Listen, there's no doubt that Dave Smith is smart or wise or well-read.
Yeah.
The same thing could be said about when you debated a room full of 20 communists on Jubilee. They were all very smart. I was very impressed by all these people. But just because you're smart doesn't mean you're wise. Now, do I think Dave Smith?
He literally just called Dave Smith smart and wise. He can't talk. He can't remember what he said like 30 seconds ago or just 5 seconds ago. I mean, this is just embarrassing. Go back to it.
Smart and capable, sure. Do I think he's funny? No. Do I think he's right? Definitely not.
I'm asking you, how do you think you did?
I think I did fine. My intention wasn't to play nice. So I went on Piers Morgan. I don't really have plans on going on Piers Morgan every single day. That's not my thing. It's a food fight every single day. Respect to Piers Morgan.
Pause it.
I wanted to make some.
See, it's above him. The reason why he crashed out and totally bombed out and made just a mockery of himself and let Dave Smith basically run him over with a cement roller, because, you know, it's a food fight. It's above, you know, he's in the rooms. He's doing business. He's got the big grand ideas. Well, newsflash, you really want to be a commentator. You really want to be a host, and you're not studying. You're not trying to get better, not trying to give yourself an education on how to do that. You're not trying to do these shows. You think you should just walk on to do a show? I mean, the whole reason I'm doing a show here, doing a show at night as well in the gray area talks on X, is because I'm trying to get better at it. These people, especially come from a business background, they think they can just go sit in a studio and defend the worst positions imaginable, like being this guy's pro-war. This is a pro-war guy saying that other people want to engage in a food fight. Being pro-war is the equivalent of like not being able to be potty trained. Go back to it. Oh, there's something painful. There's something painful about watching an excellent coach trying to help a talentless player. Absolutely phenomenal from Dave Smith. Go back to it.
You're right. I could be wrong. I don't care.
Okay. So
the problem is
you
this.
Said you don't care?
No, meaning like I don't care what the market thinks of me.
Yeah.
I know what I believe. I know who I am. I know what I stand for. I stand for what America stands for. Dave Smith, what pissed me off, he continues to say that America is the greatest terrorist regime in the world.
So pause
and
it.
And that Israel is the greatest.
All right, he has no argument to the contrary. He just goes, it's outrageous that you say that. Okay, Al Julani, Syrian head chopper, head of Al-Qaeda in Syria. We lock him in jail for 5 years. We program him with the CIA. He comes out speaking perfect English. We make him essentially president of the country after we depose Assad. He has like 300 different terror cells that he has interpreters, Western interpreters that he uses to run them. He's a complete agent of us. He comes over to our White House. He shakes our president's hand. He's actively involved in killing thousands of people. That's just one of the hundreds of examples I could give you. Another example I could give you, Saddam Hussein. Who gave Saddam Hussein chemical weapons against Iraq? Well, that's a very easy question to answer. The United States government. So when we think about these things, think about who the actual state sponsor of terrorism is, it's very clearly the United States of America. And for Adam to go, oh, that's so ridiculous to say, I'm making one side of the argument. You could argue that it's justified. We have to do it peace through strength, whatever term you're going to use. He doesn't even have that queued up to play in his mind. Let's go back to the clip now.
This terror regime in the Middle East.
So what? That's his argument.
Sure. That's his argument. My point.
Yeah.
Was that only 1% of Americans vote for libertarians. He's a hardcore radical libertarian. Okay. So when you wrote the book, Choose Your Enemies Wisely, you said, who's your enemy?
Yeah.
I said, I don't know who my enemy is. I don't really have a lot of enemies. You know me, Pat. It's a big difference between the internet and comments in real life. I walk around in real life. I have zero issues.
You don't have issues there. That's not the conversation
I'm
having.
The conversation that I was just basically establishing is that Dave Smith, as potent as he might be on a podcast, or even on Joe Rogan's for that matter, people don't support this guy. I support our troops. I support America. I support our allies.
I think.
I swear I need just like a transcriptor right next to me that makes it all text, because like you hear about what you hear the way these people talk. It's so stupid. It's breaking my mind. It's breaking my brain right now. What did he say about it? Wasn't initiate the conversation. That wasn't language he used. Crew, do you remember what he said? We don't have to rewind it, maybe. Mystery. All right, let's rewind it like 10 seconds. Let's take a look here.
As potent as he might be on a podcast or even on Joe Rogan's for that matter, people don't support this guy. I support our troops. I support America. I support our allies.
I think Joe's had him on 20, 30 times.
I wanted to go back a little further, but it's okay. I want to just make the point. Well, I can still make the point cogently in my mind. He's like, so I struck up a conversation about this. I initiated this. I said that he thinks this about America, about the terrorism. And Dave Smith gave his reasons as to why he thinks that that's true. And Adam doesn't even address that in the debrief of PBD. He just goes on to say, and yeah, people might think he's all smart and brave and tough, but when I got to him, when you got to him, he got ratioed and destroyed all over the internet, little bro. So like that's the reality of what's going on. Let's roll this again really quick.
Agree with the guy or not, you know, Joe likes Dave, right? So the question you got to ask yourself is, from my perspective, there is issues, there is approach, there is what's next for you. When I look at everybody in a marketplace, including myself, I leave and I say, okay, how am I recreating myself for this next phase? What areas do I have where it's a leak for me? What habits do I have that I need to pay attention to? When we started building an insurance company, yesterday I had Lee Strobel on. We had a great conversation together. One of the guys I would study a lot was Billy Graham. And Billy Graham and his friends in 1948,
okay, skip like 30 seconds of this.
We don't have to watch all this.
We'll skip a little bit ahead, and we're about to go back to the video. It's just, here's the thing. PBD's trying to give him good advice. It's that Dave Smith tweet that he reposted. It's like, watch an incredible coach have to deal with a horrible player. It's one of the most tragic things ever imaginable in sports and politics, just in life in general. That's what we're seeing. You'd think, or if you have the opportunity to be around all these phenomenal guests, phenomenal hosts, PBD is a good host, even if I disagree with him on a lot, you'd think that you'd get better, but they have this arrogance and entitlement to think, I can do news media because I'm a businessman, I'm a professional in whatever field. No, you actually have to have convictions and be strong in your positions. Look who's in studio. I got, you gonna fix my jacket for me? You coming here to fix my jacket? Look who we got.
I can't do this to Owen anymore, so I can do it to you.
I love you.
You're copying my hairstyle, buddy.
I know, we look like twins.
Even though, I don't know. Are you sure you're my son?
Yeah, you know, hey man, they're saying I'm Bill Hicks's kid. What do you think about that?
Well, you're Bill Hicks Jr. now. Yeah. I'm proud of you. You're doing a great job, right?
Thank you. I love you, Dad. The great Alex Jones here in studio.
Mikhail Gorbachev.
Yeah, that people have been saying it. People are saying it's also the mark of the beast as well. All sorts of various theories online, but we love the people.
I got a little birthmark, but it's on the heel of my foot. Looks like South America.
Mm.
Now, how many times you were a kid did liberals come up and say, does your daddy beat you?
Yeah. No, we'd be in like Walmart or like Walgreens, and they recognize him, and they call me. They go, "Is it okay? Do we need to call CPS? You've been beaten." I'm like, "No, it's a birthmark," and it happens like a couple to like once a month or once every couple of months.
Always liberals,
what's
though.
Up? Yeah, well, people want to ask. You got a red mark on the side of your head. But I've learned to accept it. Going out to break, go to thealexjonesstore.com. Support the operation. Get the methylene blue. We're both methylene blued up, aren't we?
Big ol' arms.
Love you very much.
So, CIA declassified documents last week. Operation Artichoke to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62, that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these... And fenbendazole kill these parasites.
So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out, sort of put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on this since 2004, but I got blown up in Iraq. I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theelvishowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvishowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvishowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue. And iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
We are engaging Power Goblin mode. It is 9:33 in a few change seconds. We are going to continue talking about Adam Sosnick and PBD for a little bit, but I've got breaking news for you, a couple breaking news items, actually. We own the moon now. Benny Johnson has declared that we own the moon. Very important that we take a key look at this photograph here. It's a matter of national security. Benny Johnson, we own the moon. Isn't that cool, guys? Isn't that interesting if we can get that up there on the screen? Oh, we got the live shot? Let's see the live shot now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, maybe we have claimed the moon. Maybe it is real now. You know, maybe we need to worship Moloch up there or something. That's quite interesting. Okay, so like, here's the thing: if you're going to have a career in media and you do the ultimate form of access journalism, where like whether you're a cat turd or Benny Johnson's nicer than cat turd, but still, like, you're somebody that gets to be in these places and gets to take these photos and whatnot because you carry water in one way or another for the administration. Shout out to him claiming the moon. I'm glad he's our grand vizier and that we get to do that. Let's go back to the clip of Adam Sosnick on PBD.
I said, okay, how do we want to build this company? It's very hard. So you got to think about ways to improve. I'm asking you. The argument is one end, because I don't know if you focused on making I've seen you make better arguments with Bassem Youssef than you did with Dave Smith. I didn't see you making arguments on Dave Smith. And the reason why I'm doing this with you openly and I'm talking to you openly with you is there's an element of also representing where you're coming from, where the expectation is, hey, where do you go and be professionals? That's not how I handle debates. I don't handle debates that way. That's not my MO.
Right.
So if you're close to me and you're handling it that way.
So PBD, as like the owner of the network, the creator of the network, you know, I've come after PBD before. He glazed Netanyahu in that interview I accused him of being under the table. I'm a free speech absolutist in the same way Alex Stein is. I'm going to say what's on the mind. I'm going to offer criticism just like I do of Tim Pool. Ultimately, even though I rag on him, maybe I am a little bit jealous or whatever. Maybe it is ankle biting. They are talented people. Tim Pool, even though he's bland in my opinion, is very talented, is analytical. And PBD, of course, he wouldn't be where he is today if he hadn't been good socially and a good communicator and a good broadcaster. He does a good show. He's been doing a good show for years and years and years. And here's the thing. If I was running around with the InfoWars shirt on, screaming in people's faces, F you, F you, I am right, you are wrong, your position is evil, then my dad would say, hey, what are you doing? What's up with this? And I've graduated beyond that point because I don't feel the need to use expletives or things in my commentary to make my points, or at least to direct them to people, ad hominem attacks or just kind of logical fallacies like Adam Sosnick has engaged in. I want you, Adam, if there's ever any way that you're going to see this clip, I genuinely think you can perform better. I think you can do better. Let me tell you about some of the things that I did when I was about 8 to 10 years old. I would read Shakespeare. I would practice, you know, various classical plays. I would read things aloud. I would practice speeches from the founding fathers. I would learn about history. You need to take a community college course on world history. You need to learn about it. You need to learn about actual causality that isn't involved in some sort of like New York or Miami, like Jewish enclave of thought. You got to graduate beyond that. I think you can. I think you have the IQ for it, but the entitlement and the belief in yourself as like the grand architect of or arbiter of truth, that's got to go away. More of the clip.
Not my style. I don't do stuff like that. And Dave and I don't even agree on some of these issues. Mm-mm. But if I'm having a conversation, it's about what is this next phase. And by the way, the reason why I'm having this direct feedback with you publicly
is
for the following reason. This is how I roll, Adam. I will give you private feedback and have your back 100%. I've always been like that. This is why my guys like working with me, and they know how tough it is at times because I'm always challenging them. But if my private feedback that I'm giving doesn't land and it feels like you have immunity to go run around and say whatever you want and keep saying, I don't give a shit what people say. I do. There's an approach to take about this game. I don't care that we have differences and debates. We push each other here and we have arguments and, you know, comment, I side with Vinny today. You know what? Today, actually, I side with Adam. You know, there was a couple moments we had where you had a couple clips of like they sided with you.
Pause it.
I think Adam's the point today. And I'm like, oh.
This is brutal. This is like a little kid that's not good enough to be on the team, man. It's like, oh, he caught the ball one time. He had some good points. I agree with the other guy most of the time. Yeah, he had to. You came in. You did a good job, buddy. You finished the race even though you came in last. And here's the thing. Effort is good, and we want to reward effort. And like I said, I want you to become a good broadcaster. I want you to become a good orator, a good presenter. And you lack that ability right now. We got to fix some core issues, and it's a core issue of respect. You need to listen to PBD. You are Pat's guy. Let's go back to it.
Okay, Adam had a point. And then, hey, Tom, no, I'm siding with Tom today. Pat, you were off today. No problem. But it's recreating for the next phase of what is that next phase for you. And that's a very important thing for you to be thinking about. I've had that conversation with him, recreating himself. I've had the conversation with him, recreating himself. I have the conversation openly with me on what I need to recreate. But for me, when I saw that, I'm like, you know, you brought up another guy from the past that beat
Dave. Hold on, pause it.
Great.
Pause it on the studio. Why would you do this? They had that legendary place with the locker room, with all the signatures. It looked amazing. Even if you have to move buildings, literally copy that entire set and just have that again. Why do people do this with the classic sets? I don't understand. I've watched so many great PBD episodes, and then we're watching them film something in a Foot Locker. It's an empty Foot Locker with a projection screen behind him. It's not even a series of TVs, which looks much better, and AV people know that. It's an LED wall. That's what they're telling me right now in the studio, and it's ugly as hell. Let's go back to the clip.
You know, you brought up a – no, there needs to be the Adam that I've seen debate that is prepared. He actually would have made some real good points there. And you – by the way, you've been a moderator for Zero Hedge with Dave Smith and – and what do you call it? Laura Loomer,
so
if I'm not mistaken. Is that what you did? Yeah, didn't you moderate? Yeah.
Yes.
And I was a pretty good job you did as a moderator. So I don't know. I'm saying this publicly to say this next phase requires mm-hmm. all of us to recreate ourselves, and that includes you in a sure. big way. And I've said this privately 8 weeks ago, 9 weeks ago at that day.
PBD says that Adam Sosnick must remake himself in a quote-unquote big way. Just like everyone else, we all have to do it, but you have to do it specifically in a big way. This is a public humiliation ritual. This is pretty crazy. We'll play a little bit more of it, and then I want to get into this Trump clip. Another 30 seconds of this, please.
Dinner place we went to, and I was very direct with you. Mm-hmm. But you're cornering me to have to say this publicly to you right now. And you have to make a decision on what you want to do with this next phase. You got to recreate yourself.
Sure.
Wow. It's a very important thing. I'm being very respectful to you. And you had no idea that I'm going to go here this morning. You had no clue I'm going. And by the way, I intentionally changed today's business podcast.
Pause it. Never mind. All right. You know, we've had enough of it. I keep trying to do the freeze frame pause like Red Bar does because you can learn a lot in a still image of somebody's face. But like, I don't know, bro. That reminds me of being here when I was a teenager. That reminds me of like how my dad would talk to me about doing a better job and not being so silly and so foolish. I mean, yeah, you got a lot to learn, buddy. You know, like some of us have been doing this a long time and, you know, you got to earn your stripes. You got to learn the ropes and you got to listen to your mentor when you can't fly on your own and you don't have independent show, independent broadcast. It's not PBD and Adam. It's just PBD. So if you want that to change for real, if you actually want to get better, you got to put the work in. I recommend reading Shakespearean plays, reading speeches by the founding fathers, actually learning world history. The powerful Adam Sosnick. Now, I want to go to Trump, and I believe this is clip number 4. Trump mocks J.D. Vance for being formerly fat because apparently J.D. Vance has lost some weight. Now, this is quite interesting. People say he might be on the Ozempic, might be on Retatrutide. The GLP-1 drugs, of course, suppress your appetite and make you not hungry, basically putting diet coaches out of a job. Let's go ahead and roll the clip.
Vice President J.D. Vance. I think J.D. is J.D. here. Where is J.D.? J.D., he's lost weight. He got a little thinner, and I'm looking for a heavy set gentleman, and now I find a perfect looking specimen. He's doing a great job.
Yeah, so in 2028, when you're running for president as J.D. Vance, and you got to play your highlight reel for like a campaign ad, a Twitter video, hype edit, whatever you got to do. It's just going to be clips of maybe we can get this up here as well. It should be like that portrait of him. And one of y'all handed me the article, so I know you have it. And they're like, whoa, the portrait. It's a huge victory. Breaking. J.D. Vance's new official protest just dropped, and it's going to send Democrats into mass panics nationwide. The Vance derangement that will be shown from this single photo is bound to break records. Okay. All right. This dog ain't going to hunt. This dog old. This horse is dead. There's no use on kicking it. The political campaign is dead on arrival when you support the war, and he got shoehorned into a position, whether he truly supported it or had to back the president, we don't really know. Everyone involved in this administration, whether it's Vance or Rubio, I really look at them kind of as like the new Jeb Bush. And you think about Jeb Bush. Who was Jeb Bush? Jeb Bush was the guy that was supposed to be president in 2016. Jeb Bush was polling at, I believe, 28 to 32% at the beginning, widely lapping most of the field. He's the guy in the middle of the debate. And as you watch it go on and on, as you watch more of the debates, he goes from the center over, 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 and then eventually off of the stage. And why did that happen? It didn't happen in isolation. It happened because of a formerly heroic man known as Donald John Trump. And Donald John Trump came on the stage and pointed out the hypocrisy and the disaster of the Iraq war and of Jeb Bush basically running on that platform and all the other Republicans up there that had supported that war, supported that conflict. He came in, he said, I'm going to be a wrecking ball against the government. I'm going to stop the disastrous foreign policy. I'm going to take care of America first. He said, America first. And someone else is going to go up there on the debate stage in the primary in 2028, and they're going to make that exact same declaration. And if they have a good enough track record, if they're interesting enough, if they're strong enough verbally, if they have the ability to create a combative argument, a compelling argument, a compelling legend to the American people, Giant Ear Rubio and Chud Vance are going to fall off the cliff just like Jeb Bush did. That's my prediction sitting here today. You can go, oh, Rex, you're not smart. You don't understand how politics works. You know, they're just going to elect the guy that gets the most backing. I've been watching this in depth since the second Obama election. I followed every single moment of election coverage since 2012. I've seen how the people feel about these corporate entities, these empty suits. And I got to tell you, public sentiment is on the opposite side. So we're going to enter into an era. We're going to have real politicians that want to actually deliver us change. And when you have the chudlets up there who are on Ozempic and are losing weight, and that's all they got, Trump pointing it out in a video and people laughing at it, or a new profile photo, a new PFP pic, that's all you got, it's not going to stand up against the scrutiny at all. Let me tell you that right now. I want to go to the Bongino clip now. This is another example of things that are going to fall off. I mean, this show is just going to cease to exist in 2027, 2028. I guarantee it. Let's go to clip number five, Bongino talking more crap about Thomas Massie.
And folks, it's a difficult conversation for me because I really believed in this guy. I did. I supported him for a while, even when, you know, him and President Trump butted heads. Been good on some issues. But I'm going to tell you something. I have never been as disappointed in a human being in politics as I am in Tom Massie. I largely stayed out of that race and make too many comments on it because the people of Kentucky will choose who they want. If they want Tom Massie, I'm not a resident of that district. I live in Florida. You pick who you want. Got his opponent coming on in just a little bit, about an hour. We'll ask some questions about some issues that matter to you, constitutional carry, Iran, NATO. However, when I got up there in that position, I could not believe what a fraud this guy was.
Couldn't believe what a fraud.
I mean, like an epic level fraud. Whatever you think of this guy, I'm telling you.
Whatever you
I have no dog in the fight. I supported him.
Pause it.
He is an absolute.
I got no dog in the fight. You're about to have his political opponent campaigning against him on the show. You're about to do an hour-long glazing session where you lick every crevice and orifice on his body in order to prepare him for the viewing public, in order to prepare him to win an election. Sorry to be so gross, but that's what Bongino does. He engages in tongue baths, and he engages in popcorn throwing. That's what he does. He licks him down and then he throws some popcorn on him once he's done. That's Dan Bongino. I mean, you're a grifter and a fraud. Trump alum Dan Bongino brawls with Thomas Massie. I mean, here's the thing. It's just how tone deaf are you going to be? I guess when you look at a mirror, it just breaks. This is everything everyone's ever said about you, Dan. This is why you get confronted. You get called a pedophile protector. And then you have to crash out on Ivan Ranklin and call him Igor because you can't respond to any of the legitimate criticism. And it's the same thing we see everywhere on the internet. It literally, if you take a principled stance like Massie has, if you want the Epstein files out, if you demand into the wars, if you want actual oversight from Congress over what the executive branch is doing in these illegal wars, then you're a part of the problem. You're good on some issues, but you're a disappointment. You're a disgrace because you're not on the team. And it's just always this talk of being on the team. I'm on the team. You're on the team. We're all on the team together. They're looking into it. They're looking into it. I know I was in the administration. Show me one administration that's produced positive results for the American people. Why do we let these people come on? It's like watching an MMA fighter talk about fighting and he's like 0-317 record. That's the best example I can give. It's a football team that's never won a game. It's a baseball team that's never won an inning. But they're the people that are the experts about this system. Supposedly, I don't accept it. But, you know, we got our own problems here in America. We got people running around, homeless people like crazy. We have violent extremists of many different flavors, many different factions, whatever you want to call it. Let's look at a place, and we talked about free speech earlier. We have the First Amendment here. We also have the Second Amendment. So hopefully, you know, if someone breaks in your house and intent to hurt you, you can take care of the problem yourself. You don't have to wait for the cops to come. I want to show really quick this video of London and the mass mobs in London. That's clip number one. Let's show that really quick. And we got more Thomas Massie news.
Fucking idiot. All right, let you touch it. Hold on. Oh, is this real? Look at these niggas. Oh, look at them. Hold on. They got him. Why is he staying? He should have run. Fucking idiots, bro. What? What fucking idiots. This is what clapping is.
Someone says, this is what capitalism does. No, this is what mass migration does. Really looks like the England of my ancestry. You know, that's what it's always looked like. Londinistan, I've heard it called. That's called the point of no return. So whatever, cooked is what it is. Y'all should have done something about your government a long time ago. Really, instead of fighting these meaningless wars in the Middle East, we should have parked gunships around the UK, around France, around Spain when they were going to – where they did let that woman, unfortunately, kill herself with state help. The state helped murder this woman. Noiella is her name. RIP, rest in peace. May she be with Jesus Christ forever. Why don't we take care of that? Why don't we take care of the actual civil liberty problems going around the actual West that we're supposed to back, the Western civilization that we're supposed to protect? Very interesting. Now, let's go to this. These are tweets from Thomas Massie this morning. Former Capitol Hill police officer, current CIA employee Kirchhoff, was a person of interest and failed a lie detector test before the famous Blaze article was published. Looks like defamation suits. FBI Deputy Director Bongino told me he would personally finance against reporters or bust. And then we got bombshell. Former Capitol officer Shawnee Kirchhoff failed a November FBI polygraph test when asked if she placed pipe bombs on January 5th, 2021. Dom, you're sitting U.S. representative. Please try to preserve a sliver. Huh? Sorry. Documents still, they're telling me, they're saying I need to do a better job in the command center. This is from Bongino. Tom, you're sitting U.S. representative. Please try to preserve a sliver of dignity. There's an ongoing criminal trial in this case, and the individual in this case is a U.S. citizen entitled to due process. Your relentless bloviating and absurd public commentary on an ongoing, very serious criminal matter, which you know little to nothing about by choice, is beneath the office you hold. Well, some would say we're protecting pedophiles is beneath the office of deputy director, but that's what you seem to be all about doing, Mr. Dan Bongino, Mr. Popcorn Thrower in the arena. I just want to say for people again, this is the guy that left his powerful position, left running the FBI to come back to media, and then calls people in media that criticize his ineffectiveness and really his failure at doing his job as being popcorn throwing. Well, you're also throwing popcorn in the arena, Dan. You're doing the exact same thing. And how dare you criticize people for doing that? It's bizarre you continue to claim to be a supporter of liberty and the Constitution while acting like a Soviet-era communist. You're acting like Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing. I see nothing. I hear nothing. You're acting like Hogan's Heroes. That's what you are. And it's just every accusation is a confession. It's all projection. It's all hypocrisy. This is not what we voted for. And ultimately, you're not going to have a job post-2028 because when the new post-duopoly world order comes and we start operating off 1776, freedom, liberty, the values that were there originally that were co-opted and hijacked really by the 2024 campaign, once we get back to that, there ain't gonna be room for you, Mr. Bongino. And then Thomas Bassey replies, 6 days after she failed the FBI lie detector, sorry, I'll keep the document still, you told me on the phone you would finance civil defamation cases on her behalf. That's very inappropriate for FBI deputy director. Perhaps at this point or that point, the FBI hadn't even told you, the deputy director, that she failed the polygraph. Wow, I'm gonna go to the next page here.
Tom Massey is a liar, a grifter, and a fraud. Thanks, and have a good morning. You know what I mean? Know what I'm talking about? I'm walking here. I'm walking down the street. I'm Mr. Bongino.
I'm sorry. And people with those accents, I think that they're very cool. It's just his that sounds retarded.
Tom Massey is all the tough guys in his corner.
All Dan Bongino wants to do all day is talk about other men on the internet. He's very interested in it. He's published photos of Ivan Rankin with makeup on, with wearing a bikini, wearing a muumuu, wearing these feminine outfits. It's very weird stuff, Mr. Bongino. Why would you do this publicly? Why would you clearly show that you're – it's like when you're a little kid and you're like mad about something. And your parents are just like, yeah, just don't worry about it. Just go away. And then like 30 minutes later, you're not mad anymore. He has like intense – frothing psychopathic rage at anyone who's going to try to destroy his matrix. And he's Agent Smith and he's running the program and he's going to get Neo. I got a newsflash for you, bro. Neo's going to get you. And we all know that to be true, but you're going to want to stay tuned. I want to go ahead and read the promotion for you guys really quick. If I can find where I put it, There's a new rolling sale right now, up to 40% off NAD+. That's the phenomenal longevity ingredient that we all know about. Shilajit caps and gummies with the amazing fulvic acid, MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal nootropic mineral blend, and of course the great Atomic Defense formulated by Chase Geyser. Up to 35% off, up to 30% off colostrum and life force, iodine tincture, methylene blue, and methylene red. They go great together. And creatine powder. And we got that bag up there. Maybe we can get the bag up there. We got the signature Faraday bag bundle. The inventory is getting low. The bags are selling fast. You want to get it now. And I'm going to tell you really quick about the Zeolite again. Right now, if you lock it in, you can get, I believe it's $16.99. I think that's like a 72% discount. If you subscribe and save, it's a phenomenal chelator. Look at all the studies on it. Look on the research. And here's the thing. Come back to me. When we talk about the products, and we get people that call in all the time, and I love talking to people that are calling in about the products that want to know more about them. The thing is, we all have the internet. We all have PubMed. We all have resources now. If I give you a good starting point, if we can give you a good starting point for you to jump off and go find more information about, hey, like, is the Shilajit best for me? Is Methylene Blue best for me? Is MK Ultra best for me? Is Atomic Defense best for me? Is Power Plant best for me? It really matters based on your individual situation. And a lot of the products together are really great, really phenomenal. That's why we do the bundles. That's why we do the stacks. But it's a very basic thing. Just look up the formulas, look up the ingredients, look at the doses we have. You're going to see everything's efficacious. Everything's the best. Everything's tested. It's what you want when you go to buy nutritional supplements. And it keeps us on the air. When we come back, we're going to have someone, a elite alum, however you say the word, of InfoWars, Joe Biggs. I want to talk to him about his military experience, what's going on in the Iran war right now, his potential outlook on the possibility of the ground invasion and more going forward. We're also probably going to take calls at the end of the show leading into the Alex Jones show. I really appreciate all of you being here with me today. We continue to round down the news and run through the info as best as I can disseminate and do it. And I'm honored to be here in the chair with you guys every day. And it's like he says, you know, maybe it's true. Tom Massey is all the tough guys in his corner. Maybe we are the tough guys. You know, maybe we are on the side of truth, peace, liberty, and justice. Maybe we do stand for America. Maybe we do actually stand for the red, white, and blue. Thank you for the compliment, Mr. Bongino, because all the tough guys are. All the tough ladies, too. It's not gender specific. We're all in Thomas Massey's corner. We're all in the corner of people like Joe Kent. We're all in the corner of people like Alex Jones, people that have been fighting for our values and for the liberties that we hold so dear and that we love. And I want to remind you again, the new rolling sale, up to 40% off NAD, Shilajit caps and gummies, MK Ultra and Atomic Defense, up to 35% off the colostrum and life force, up to 30% off the iodine tincture, the methylene blue tincture. We love methylene blue around here. Ask your doctor before, do your research. Methylene red tincture and creatine powder. And for a limited time, as supplies last, you can get the signature Faraday bag bundle. And we got the iodine. Bestseller on the site. Bestseller for a decade plus straight. Dr. Group brought that in. Deep Earth, Nascent Crystal, Atomic Iodine means it's on the atomic table. That's what you want. Highest rated, highest form. Really good for your brain. Really good for all sorts of processes throughout the body. It's the good halogen. It's the halogen you want. Thank you so much for being here with me today. We're going to come back with Joe Biggs.
In a world where globalists, depopulationists, principalities, and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, TheAlexJonesStore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the InfoWar today by going to thealexjonesstore.com and picking up a bottle of Zeolite.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.